This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show. Thank you for the lead-in for Bill O'Reilly. What a nice lead-in to have, you know? I feel like the cleanup hitter, Reggie Jackson, and I've got Babe Ruth in front of me. That's pretty amazing. Reggie Jackson was pretty damn good, but Babe Ruth was even better. And so I'll give it to you, Bill O'Reilly. You're the greatest lead-in any human being could ever have. Bill O'Reilly now on Newsmax TV from time to time, leading off for Wayne Allyn Root in the 8 o'clock hour, his old hour at Newsmax TV. And what a great, great lead-in, a great powerful 1-2 punch, O'Reilly Root. It's the O'Reilly factor leading into the Root reaction. You got to like that. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. We call this the Wayne Allyn Root Show. But on the other hand, it's so important that my Newsmax hour, my third hour, my power hour, I gave it its own name instead of just the Wayne Allyn Root Show, which is what we've got on USA Radio Network. This is our third hour of USA Radio. We've actually given it the name The Aftermath, Root Reaction, The Aftermath. Because the day is over. It's 8 o'clock on the East Coast, and it's 5 o'clock on the West Coast. And so all the news that's fit to print has kind of already been printed, and the media's gone home for the day. So it's time for us to react to all the big news of the day. I react, the Root Reaction, you react to me with your phone calls. We also have a great guest today. Alan Dershowitz will be on. Two powerful back-to-back guests. Speaking of back-to-back, O'Reilly and Root, and back-to-back guests. Yesterday it was Corey Lewandowski, former campaign manager for Donald Trump, who's now a big shot in the Mike Pence world, vice president of the United States on his team. And today we've got Alan Dershowitz, the most esteemed legal expert in the world. I think many would agree. Not too many people could argue with that one. So anyway, great lead-in. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly. Thank you, Newsmax, for arranging that, my good people at Newsmax TV. Trump announces Brett Kavanaugh as his Supreme Court nominee. I know that was Bill O'Reilly's lead-in. I'll tell you what I think. I was for Amy Coney Barrett. That's who my choice was, because I thought, A, you couldn't attack a woman. I thought Democrats have a hard time savagely attacking a woman, let alone a beautiful woman and a mother and a wife and a family person and a Catholic. And I thought they'd go after her Catholicism when she was appointed to the federal bench. The California Senator Dianne Feinstein went after her Catholicism. It was really a disgusting, lowbrow moment in the history of American politics, insinuating that, you know, look, I'm Jewish. Could you insinuate because I'm a Jew, I can't be a Supreme Court nominee because I can't separate the rules of Judaism from my, my bench opinions on the Supreme Court? That's ludicrous. And that was the case they were making with Amy Barrett back when she was appointed to the federal bench. And I assumed it would be another knockdown, drag-out battle, and I thought that would be great for Trump and the GOP, because here's this wonderful, well-spoken, articulate, beautiful woman, Catholic from Notre Dame, who believes what she believes, believes in her Christian faith and her Catholic principles, and you're going to attack her for that, and that would wipe out Democrats for a generation from the Catholic vote. As it is, Catholics vote 90%, at least white Catholics vote 90% Republican nowadays. I know there are Hispanic Catholics who don't always vote that way, but certainly the Catholic faith has become pretty Republican in the United States of America, and I'm sure they all voted for Trump by huge margins, and so I think this would have cemented it forever. So I was hoping for Barrett, but now I've heard from my sources, and I've got good sources, that Amy Barrett is next in line, that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to retire during Trump's tenure. Trump will be reelected in 20. We all know that. And so he's got another 6 years. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's 85. Do you really believe she's going to hang in there? She's been sick. Do you really believe she's going to hang in for another 6 years? I don't believe it. As soon as she leaves, you're going to pick a woman to replace a woman. Amy Barrett is next up in the batting order. And so they gave it to Kavanaugh, who's got an impeccable record, 300 decisions as a federal court judge in the U.S. court in Washington, D.C., the most important court in the country. and all of them are good decisions. The guy's got an incredible conservative record. He is a constitutionalist. He is a federalist. He is Catholic. He is a Jesuit. He's a Catholic father. Sends his kids, I believe he said, to a Catholic school where they won the basketball championship, if I heard correctly. This guy is, like, impeccable. This guy is untouchable. Good luck trying to attack him. And if they use the Catholic angle with him the same way I thought they'd use it with Amy Barrett, it'll also be great for Donald Trump and the Republican Party for a generation. I dare you guys, I dare you lefty atheists to go after the Catholicism of such a good family man. You can't do it without looking like idiots. I mean, you can do it, but you'll have egg on your face. You'll ruin your own prospects for decades to come. So good luck. So I think, as usual, Trump made a great choice. He got the person who'd been in office the longest, has a track record to prove he's a real constitutional conservative. Everybody on the list was great. Everybody was recommended to Trump by the Heritage Foundation or the Federalist organization, and so they were all great picks. You couldn't go wrong, but this was the best one based on his lifelong breadth of experience. And by the way, the only issue I cared about was immigration. And I dug and dug and dug, and I couldn't really find anywhere where anybody talked about the immigration record of each one of these potential Supreme Court nominees. And now that he's got the nomination, it's come out that Brett Kavanaugh is probably as strong as you will find anywhere against illegal immigration and against open borders and for American workers based on some of his decisions. So Donald Trump has done it again. He's Trumped me. He made the right decision, and he even took my advice with Amy Barrett, and he put her, next in the batting order up for Ruth Bader. So I'll have my cake and eat it, too. We'll get two great nominees. So thank you, Donald Trump. Now, I'll talk more about Kavanaugh throughout the show, and we'll have Alan Dershowitz on as our guest later in the show to talk about Kavanaugh. But in the meantime, there's other big news of the day. I don't want it to be just Kavanaugh, 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 because guess what? Anybody could do that. I'm always a different host. I think what makes me special is I pick out stories that you won't get in the evening news that all conservatives want to hear. My stories are more like Drudge Report, Breitbart, Newsmax, and Gateway Pundit and Zero Hedge combined than they are ABC, NBC, CBS, or even Fox News. If you like Fox News, you can tune to Fox News right now. All of you like Wayne Root know that I'm not a typical, cookie-cutter Fox News guy. I'm one of you, right? I'm a son of a butcher. I'm a blue-collar son of a butcher, and I'm a lifelong conservative patriot tea partier, and I understand exactly what you want to hear in the news. And Kavanaugh, they'll all cover him. But here's some news that you won't hear on the evening news. Trump pardons the Oregon ranchers whose arrest led to an armed occupation of a wildlife refuge in Oregon with the Bundy family from my neck of the woods in outside Las Vegas, Nevada. That family went to support this family, 76-year-old Dwight Hammond and his 49-year-old son, Stephen Hammond. Basically, what I understand is they've been a ranching family for generations in Oregon. And they set fires to clean their property so that they wouldn't, their property wouldn't burn down. You set back fires and you make sure you clear the property. They did, and the fire got out of hand and it touched federal BLM lands, Bureau of Land Management lands. And so some trees burned on thousands of acres of BLM land. They've literally got millions of acres in every state, and a few trees burned, and they made a big deal about it. They came in and they convicted them and arrested them, convicted them, sent them to prison. And the father served 3 months, the son served a year. Can you imagine? You got rapists, you got murderers, you got terrorists, you got pedophiles, you got home invaders, you've got carjackers, you got muggers, you got drug traffickers, and you're going after two wonderful father-son white doesn't matter, but white, black, orange, or Hispanic shouldn't matter. But the point is they're farmers who in their whole lives have never done anything wrong, farmers and ranchers, and you're going after them? Why? Was it because they're farmers? Was it because they've contributed to Republican causes? Would you have done the same thing if they were a minority, by the way? Very good question. Would the Obama administration go after a black farmer? Would an Hispanic president go after a Hispanic farmer? Was it because of the color of their skin? Is it because they were white that you persecuted them, or because they made Republican contributions? All I know is they were sent to prison, and then they got out of prison, and guess what happened? They came after them again. They said, you didn't serve enough time. You weren't given the absolute maximum minimum that the federal law demands. There's a minimum sentencing that's really a maximum. You can't be sentenced to less. So they sent him back to prison for like another 4 years. And that caused some people in Las Vegas, Las Vegas ranchers, the Bundy family, Amon Bundy and his kids, to get involved and to go and take over a wildlife refuge. And now Trump has pardoned the two farmers who were originally involved in this. They're not bad guys. They did nothing wrong. I can't imagine. Think about Al Sharpton. Doesn't Al Sharpton owe the IRS like $5 million? Didn't he owe it the whole time Obama was president? Yet he was Obama's best friend and made more visits to the White House than any other person in the United States of America. He was the best friend, BFF, best friend forever, of Barack Obama, while he owed $5 million or so to the IRS. Nobody surrounded his farm. No one arrested him. But these guys go to prison for setting a fire on their own property and happen to burn a few trees on BLM property. Anyone could see it's a mistake. Anyone could see they're not bad people. I could see a fine, by the way, but I can't see a prison term. It's wrong. It's wrong. Doesn't matter if you're white, black, orange, or green. It's wrong. And they went after him. And my guess is they went after him to make an example because they're kind of Tea Party types. They're ranchers. And that's the kind of people that liberals hate and despise in the D.C. swamp. Hates and despises. Donald Trump has the cojones to give them a pardon. That's amazing. There's no other president that would do that. A Bush would never do it in a million years, and a Kasich would never do it, and a Marco Rubio would never do it. Nobody, no rhino Republican, no establishment Republican would ever give a pardon to a bunch of ranchers that literally motivated some Tea Party type of people to take the law into their own hands and take over a wildlife refuge and cause a military standoff where one of them was shot and killed by the FBI. By the way, the FBI guy that shot him, the FBI agent that shot him, wound up eventually being charged with several crimes. So it's kind of interesting what's going on in America today. Donald Trump has motivated, has inspired all kinds of people to stand up and say, we're not going to take it anymore. And so good for him to pardon these ranchers. Also, polls show Democrats are losing in their bid to capture the U.S. Senate. At this point, it looks like we're going to take three Democrat seats that they're already holding right now. Incumbent Democrats are holding seats, and we're going to take them. So we're going to pick up seats in the United States Senate. There is no blue wave. There never was one, but I called it before anyone else. If anything, there's going to be a red wave if things break right. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Newsmax. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio, USA Radio and Newsmax TV. Easy for me to say. Every once in a while, I get a little bit tired by the third hour because I work. You know, there's not another radio or TV host in America who works all day at so many different careers. I write newspaper columns. I'm writing a great new book about Donald Trump for Newsmax and Newsmax TV and Newsmax's publishing arm. And I've got multiple businesses. At this point, I'm in 12 different businesses. So when you think about it, I'm a spokesman for five different companies. That's what I do all day before I ever get into 3 hours of radio and an hour of TV. So there are times where I start to get a little bit tired just in the mind, not in the body. I've always got plenty of energy in the body, but the mind gets a little bit exhausted by hour number three, which is my first hour on Newsmax TV, but the third hour on national radio, and I've already put in a full, like, 12, 13-hour day before I ever got on the radio. Every other host, this is their job. Their job is their 3 hours on the radio or their 1 hour on TV. Sean Hannity's job is his 3 hours on the radio and 1 hour on TV. So he has 4 hours of work, but he doesn't have 13 hours before he ever gets on TV. That's what I do every day, up at 5 or 6 in the morning, busy before I ever get on TV. And by the way, and that's why I'm going to mention the sponsor of this TV show, or one of the great sponsors, Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group. That's why I'm so in favor of entrepreneurship and I'm so anti-IRS, right? Because the IRS and lawyers and government regulators and the Obamas of the world and the Hillarys of the world, they hate businessmen and women. All we do is work all day. We put in 16 hours a day and more so that you could steal our money and you could give it to people who don't want to work. And you wonder why we're angry. I work all day so I give half my money to you. And thank God I live in Nevada. If I was in California, so I could give 70 cents of every dollar to the government that wastes the money and hands it out in pensions to people who aren't working and to people on welfare and food stamps. And how about illegal aliens and English as a second language in school and Obama phones and free contraception and Now they want to give free college, and they want to give free Medicare to all. My God, you'd bankrupt this nation and bankrupt each one of us. We'd become Cuba. There is no difference between America and Cuba if you tax us like Cuba. The reason we're the greatest country in world history is because you don't tax us and regulate us like a communist nation. If liberals got their way, you would destroy America. So Landis Tax Group is the sponsor of the segment of the show. If you ever want to keep your money away from the clutches of evil bureaucrats and Uncle Sam and the government and the IRS bureaucrats, Sam Landis is your man. He does it legally. He's a legal magician. He's a tax expert. He'll make sure he defends you in front of the IRS if you have a problem. He'll also structure things so that you don't owe as much taxes. He is a wizard. He is fantastic. Call the Landis Tax Group. You get a free consultation. What do you got to lose? It's free, and it's a five-star recommendation, 5 out of 5 stars from Wayne Alaroot. So if you like me and you think that, you know, I have credibility, I'm telling you, these guys are the guys to call. If you ever have a tax question or problem, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. It's the Landis Tax Group, led by my great friend Sam Landis. Numerically, it's 800-934-3578, 800-934-3578. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you will not be sorry. And the price is reasonable, and you have attorney-client privilege, and it's a free consultation. Got nothing to lose. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. All right, let's take a quick call. Let's take Mike from Fresno. Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. I think you called yesterday, and you were down on Kavanaugh yesterday. Now you're down on him again? What's the deal?
I just don't know that much about him, Wayne, but I think we should have left you in the Supreme Court. He's a little bit more loud.
I can't argue with that, but let me tell you my argument with that, Mike. I'm not a lawyer. I mean, I'd make the right decisions. I'd probably always be on the side you like, but I'm not a lawyer, so I can't be on the Supreme Court. You have to be an attorney. So as far as all these picks, all I'll say to you, Mike, is every one of them was submitted to Trump by the Federalist Society and by the Heritage Foundation. And they're the most fantastic groups in America, and I've never quarreled with anything they say. They love this guy. I don't know enough to comment. I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not a legal expert. But if they love him, I got to love him. Donald Trump's like me. He's a businessman. He knows nothing about lawyers and the law. So Donald Trump leaned on Heritage and Federalist. It's exactly what I would have done. And he's on the list. He's a great Catholic father and husband. So I think they're going to have a hard time. I mean, they'll attack him, but they're going to have a hard time winning the public relations battle attacking such a wonderful, nice, bright, handsome Catholic husband, father, Jesuit, basketball coach, all the above. They're going to have a hard time. And my guess is you had to get the votes of these liberal idiots, Susan Collins, who calls herself a Republican, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, who calls herself a Republican. So, Mike, Trump probably in advance went to them and said, who are the ones you could support? So we know we got your votes, and every Republican wins, we win 51-49 if they all vote yes. You got to give in to a Collins and a Murkowski. There's no choice. And maybe they didn't want Amy Barrett. That was my choice. That's all I could say. And I hear she's up next anyway. When they get rid of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, when she retires, then it's going to be Amy's turn. So who knows? Mike, I'm telling you, you're going to be happy with this guy pick. Trump doesn't pick bad picks. Heritage doesn't pick bad picks. Right back at you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
War now!
You USA Radio News.
What the president focused on was a judicial philosophy. What he focused on was a body of work by Judge Kavanaugh. Look, make no mistake about it. Judge Kavanaugh is a conservative jurist. He's a principal conservative in the tradition of Justice Scalia. When you look at cases that he's ruled on.
Vice President Mike Pence sitting down to discuss President Trump's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy on the Supreme Court. President Trump arrived in Brussels today ahead of his meetings tomorrow and Thursday with NATO leaders. Before leaving Washington, D.C., the president struck a rather optimistic tone regarding getting a deal worked out.
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little. But we will work it out, and all countries will be happy.
The Dow Jones was up 143 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author
submission. Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. In a second, we'll get to my very special guest, Alan Dershowitz, a man who I've always respected as the finest legal mind in the world. Yes, I said that, in the world. That's a big thing to say. But I don't think there's anyone smarter in the whole world. No lawyer is smarter than Alan Dershowitz. I don't always agree with him, but I'll tell you what. He has some great opinions. I just respect the hell out of the guy. We'll be with him in 1 second. I want to make sure I give my kudos to the sponsor of this show, U.S. Gold Bureau. If you've ever called a gold company, a precious metals company, about gold or silver or other precious metals, you want to make the call now. This is the coin. This coin is heavy. You hear that? That's the coin on my desk here. It is a beautiful American silver eagle coin, direct from the U.S. Mint, an ounce of pure silver for free. They will give it to you just for calling, no additional obligation, no shipping costs, no hidden fees. They're so sure they can win you over as a long-term client, they're willing to spend the money short-term to get you in the door and to get you on the phone. They'll give you a free coin, a free consultation. All you do is call the U.S. Gold Bureau, who is trusted by the state of Texas. They're in charge of the Fort Knox of Texas, the Texas Bullion Depository, the only state gold and silver depository in the entire United States of America, and they put it in the hands of the U.S. Gold Bureau. So you know they're good. If Texas trusts them, you can trust them. 1-800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. And the other thing I like about them is they watch every one of my shows from front to start and send me texts during the entire show. All the executives and the CEO of U.S. Gold Bureau, they love my show, and I just am tickled pink that they are the sponsor of the show. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau. 800-885-GOLD. Get your free American Silver Eagle. All right, time for Alan Dershowitz, a man who I just respect the heck out of because he is the most brilliant legal mind I've ever heard. He was a Harvard Law professor for 50 years. He's now Harvard Law Professor Emeritus. He's got a new book out, A Case Against the Impeachment of Trump. And so without further ado, Alan Dershowitz, how are you?
Hey, great. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. Here's the deal, Alan. I'm a conservative Jew from Columbia University, raving conservative since the day I was born. I was handing out literature for Barry Goldwater at the age of 3 in my dad's arms. And you've always been, I think, a liberal, a moderate, reasonable one, but a liberal. But lately, every time I hear you or watch you, you're on my team. We're on the same side. I don't know if you know it or not, but I think you're becoming a conservative Jewish lawyer. I really do.
Well, let me tell you why that's not right. If Hillary Clinton had been elected and I voted for Hillary Clinton, I gave her $10,000, I worked very hard on her campaign. If she had been elected and Republicans were trying to impeach her,
I would have
written a book called The Case Against Impeaching Hillary Clinton. I am a neutral, objective, civil libertarian. I just don't allow the fact that Trump's a Republican to diminish my concern for his civil liberties. So people confuse that with support for his policies. I'm opposed to his immigration policies, his tax policy, his policy on women not breastfeeding. My God, they made a big deal about that the other day over in Europe. I'm opposed to his, you know, gun policies. I'm opposed to his health policies. I am still a liberal Democrat who believes that everybody has the right to be treated constitutionally, fairly, and with civil liberties. And that's why I'm standing up for Donald Trump's civil liberties and against his impeachment. In my book, The Case Against Trump's Impeachment, I lay out the constitutional case about why he should not be impeached based on the evidence as we now know it, because he hasn't committed any crime. And you need to commit a crime to be impeached, at least in my view.
All right, so you just made 2 points. One, I'm wrong. You're not turning into a conservative. But number two, now we've proved why I respect you, because you are just a brilliant guy and you're a fair guy, and that's so important. I don't find many fair people in politics. I'm sure you're going to be on my side on this one. If you disagree with me, you disagree with me. You do find it offensive as a Jewish American, as I am, when they compare Trump to Hitler and Nazis.
Oh, it's outrageous.
Isn't that ridiculous?
There's a guy on Martha's Vineyard who's comparing me to those who put Hitler in power. He actually wrote a letter to a bunch of people saying that I was complicit with Trump in the same way that intellectuals in Germany were complicit with Hitler, and that I was kind of responsible. I mean, the failure to understand the difference between defending somebody's civil liberties and being complicit is outrageous. I wasn't complicit in O.J. Simpson's alleged murders. I wasn't complicit in my other clients. I wasn't when I defended the rights of Nazis to march in Skokie I didn't become a Nazi. When I defended the rights of pornographers, I didn't become a pornographer. I'm not complicit. I'm a lawyer. I'm somebody who speaks up on behalf of civil liberties. But people do make that analogy, and it's a horrible analogy because it's a form of Holocaust denial.
If you say Trump's like Hitler,
what you're saying is that the Jews of Germany and the Jews of Poland didn't suffer any more than we're suffering
right
now, and that there were no gas chambers and that there were no death camps. You cannot make comparison to Hitler.
They're saying today there are gas chambers and there are railway cars taking them to concentration camps, and that's ridiculous. It's absolutely ludicrous. You may disagree with this policy on the border, but nobody's taking them to concentration camps. We're treating them pretty darn good, if you ask me.
I don't like separating families, but we're separating families temporarily. It's not like separating families and sending some of them to the death camps, some of them to gas chambers, and some of them to experimentation from Dr. Mengele. You cannot make comparisons. And anytime you make comparisons like that, you diminish the suffering of the people who suffered the most in the world. You can't make comparisons to other experiences in our time, segregation, the way we treated Native Americans, the way we treated the Japanese Americans by detaining them in concentration camps. By the way, something liberals did. The Supreme Court justices who affirmed it were the most liberal justices. It was the conservative justices who were opposed to it. So sometimes conservatives care more about liberty than some liberals do.
We're having a debate Thursday night at an event called Freedom Fest here in Las Vegas, but people come in from all over the world every year. I think this is the 11th Freedom Fest in a row. And
I'm participating in that. I'm doing a Skype conference on Friday, and I think I'm being interrogated by my former student, Professor Barnett. I think that's the same thing,
Because Thursday night I'm having a debate in front of the entire audience. It's the main event of the entire night. It's me against Roth Dothout, columnist for the New York Times. He's a never-Trumper.
He's a very smart guy. He's a very smart guy.
This should be interesting.
He's a smart guy and a decent guy.
I brought it up, though, because it's a debate about Trump. He thinks he's Mussolini, and I think he's a great conservative president. Again, I'm a conservative, so I think he's doing a great job for a conservative audience, and we'll have that debate. But I was going to say to you that I'm just glad I'm not debating. I'll take anyone in the world but you.
From what I understand about this event is it's conservative, but it's libertarian.
Yes, correct.
That's the thrust, not kind of state power conservative. You know, there are two kinds of conservatives. There are lots of different kinds of leftists, too. But there are conservatives who say the government's never wrong, and there are conservatives who say, look, liberty is more important than government. And I'm on the libertarian side. And on the left, there are liberals like me who support generally equal rights for everybody. And then there are the radicals who don't want free speech, who don't want tolerance, who don't want your side to have any rights to speak on college campuses or anything like that.
Right.
And I'm totally opposed to the radical left. I fight the radical left. And particularly the anti-Semitism and the anti-Israel attitudes on the hard left. You know, it's interesting because the conservatives managed to get rid of the hard right people who are anti-Semitic or anti-Israel,
correct,
people like Pat Buchanan and some others. But the left hasn't done a good enough job. There are still too many anti-Semites on the left today and too many anti-Israel people on the left.
Yeah, well, forget about hasn't done a good enough job. They've attracted them by the millions. I mean, if you're anti-Israel, you're a Democrat today. It's as simple as that. I mean, when I meet evangelical Christians, they're the number one supporters of Israel in the world. Thank God for evangelical Christians, because they're the ones who donate the money and fight for the candidates who will, they'll never take their boot off the neck, as it were, to force them to support Israel through thick and thin. Thank God for the evangelical Christians. I'm often saddened, Alan Dershowitz, by fellow Jews who aren't really pro-Israel anymore. So many.
I agree with that. When I spoke at Liberty University, a man and a woman came over to me and they said, there are only two countries for which we would risk our lives.
Right.
And they said, the United States and the State of Israel.
And
they really feel passionately about it. And I don't like people who say, oh, they feel passionately about it only because of their religious ground. That's not true. These are people who've been to Israel. They've seen Startup Nation. They're proud of the way Israel protects everybody's human rights and civil liberties. They're proud of the way the military reduces civilian casualties. They're thoughtful supporters of Israel. They're stereotyped sometimes as, oh, it's only based on the Bible. That's not true. It's in part based on the Bible, okay, but that's not the only basis for support for Israel.
Yeah, but guess what? I've never cared why someone likes me. As long as they like me, I'm happy. So if they like Israel because it's based on their support of the Bible, or if they like Israel because someday they hope Christ comes back and he'll convert all the Jews to Christian, I'm not worried about that. All I care about is the first part. You like Israel, you stand by them, you support them. I'm not worried about the reason, right? Winning's winning. So in any case, we got far off topic, but it's a great topic. I've enjoyed it. But I want to talk about Brett Kavanaugh as the Supreme Court nominee for Donald Trump. So tell me where you stand on Brett Kavanaugh.
Well, you know, he went to Yale Law School, like I did. He was first in his class, like I was. He then went to teach at Harvard Law School, like I did. So how can I not at least like that aspect of his background? I love his family story. He goes and works in soup kitchens feeding people. He's deeply committed to his faith. He is a very decent person. Everybody I know likes him and trusts him. Look, we're going to disagree. I'm going to disagree with a lot of his decisions. I'm going to read them carefully, and I'm going to respect them. I wouldn't have picked him for the Supreme Court. I would have picked a Merrick Garland for the Supreme Court, because I think the Republicans...
But you also wouldn't vote him down. You would affirm it. You would confirm it, correct?
No, I'm going to listen to all of his answers. I come with an open mind. My suspicion is, in the end, he will get the nomination. He will be a justice of the Supreme Court, and he'll be there for 30 years. And we don't even have any idea what the issues will be in 30 years. 30 years, nobody will have heard of Roe versus Wade, because there'll be pills and technology and science that will deal with those questions one way or another. But
Alan, we got to run. The music is here. It means we got to run. It's A Case Against Impeaching Trump. The new book out from Alan Dershowitz. He is a fine gentleman. Thank you for being on the show, Alan. We have a lot of comments. Ground. Enjoyed it. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV.
Breaking news from our friends at MyPillow. We just got this in. It's a great deal. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Now, are there any two greater words in the English language when you're shopping online than free shipping? Nah. I've been telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. Now, you can experience the same kind of restorative sleep I've been getting from MyPillow. You'll enjoy the best night's sleep of your life. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. Don't like it? Return it. Also, a 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. Call now.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War Now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Cinegenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show and the entire show, by the way. Cinegenics, great people, founded in 1997. So do a little math, 97, 2007, 2017, 21 years. And that's perfect. They've got 21 clinics all over the United States and North America, 21 years in business, 21 clinics around the country. The clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. I call them anti-aging clinics, but they like the word healthy aging. Proven scientific approach, custom tailored to each individual to help you lose weight, feel better, get more energy, be better in bed, you name it, all the things that you want in life, Cinegenics does. And only 1% of the physicians that train with them ever wind up being Cinegenics partners. 25% of their customers are doctors and their families. For a free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. Everybody wants to be younger, not older. 888-YOUNGER, Younger, 888-YOUNGER, free, anywhere in the United States. Toll-free, I should say, 888-YOUNGER. Or register at Cinegenics.com. What have they done for me? When I went to see them, I was pre-diabetic. I was insulin resistant, cholesterol was too high, triglycerides sky high, and they changed everything for me in 1 month. In 1 month, between the diet they counseled me on and the exercise regimen and the hormone therapy and the vitamins they gave me, I solved all of that in 1 month. Amazing. Thank you, Cinegenics. 888-YOUNGER. They've done it for me. I feel younger. People are telling me on text and on email, you look younger. And so you could tell on TV, wait for another 2 months. It's going to be unbelievable. Cinegenics, Cinegenics.com, 888-YOUNGER. Free, no obligation consultation. No one wants to be older. Everyone wants to be younger. All right, I told you Trump did some great things. First Supreme Court nominee, good. Good job, Brett Kavanaugh. Number two, I told you he pardoned two guys in prison who were Oregon ranchers. Their lives were ruined by the government, and the government was vicious against them, and Trump did a great job. Pardon them today. Father-son team. How about this one? This is a great story. CO2 emissions hit a 67-year low in Trump's America as the rest of the world rises. So here's Al Gore and Obama and Hillary. All day long they talk about climate change, climate change, climate change. The latest energy report from the Energy Information Administration, EIA, says under Trump, per capita carbon dioxide emissions are now the lowest they've been in almost 70 years, since 1950. That was the last time they were this low. U.S. carbon emissions dropped, emissions from energy consumption for the rest of the world increased by 1.6%. So why is this happening? I don't know. All I know is that in 1950, the U.S. emitted 15.6 metric tons of CO2. And it went up and went up and went up for decades. And now it's declined back to 15.8, the lowest since 1950, the lowest measured level in 67 years. U.S. emissions last year fell by 0.5%. European emissions rose by 2.5. All the Europeans do all day long is scold us and talk about climate change and pollution and green energy and environmentalists and environmental that. And it turns out Europe, their emissions of the pollution went up 2.5%. Ours went down 0.5 under Donald Trump. The Chinese emissions went up 1.6. Hong Kong's surged by 7%. And all Europe does is scold us and shame us and say how bad Donald Trump is. And it turns out the Europeans are full of you-know-what. Crap. That's what they are. Here's the last important story of the night. What do we got? About 4 minutes left. Judicial Watch. New documents from Homeland Security reveal unaccompanied alien children processed by the Obama administration included killers, MS-13 members, and drug smugglers. Do you understand this? They were processed by the Obama administration, and they admit they included murderers, rapists, drug smugglers, prostitutes, and human traffickers. These are not wonderful little kids coming into the country. Don't you understand this? These unaccompanied alien children, some of them are murderers and rapists. Donald Trump was right from the beginning. Lots of bad people being sent our way, but nobody said all bad people. I'm sure some of them are sweet. I'm sure some are nice. The ones who are 5 years old are murderers and rapists and killers, obviously. But many of the others have tattoos on their faces, gang tattoos, for each murder they pulled off, for each rape they pulled off. And they come here and they act like they're children. They're not children. If you're 17 years old and you're a murderer and a rapist and you're an MS-13 member, guess what? You're no child. I don't care about you. I don't want you in my country. I don't worry about separating you from mommy and daddy. They come with mommy and daddy. They came with a person who called themselves mommy and daddy, who was actually the guy who was their gang leader, or the guy who's the human trafficker, or the guy who's their drug dealer. That's what's going on in this country. Here's a few examples of unaccompanied children. An unaccompanied child admits to murder and belonging to MS-13, threatening others with rape, admitting to drug smuggling, molesting other accompanied children, and seriously assaulting other unaccompanied children and the staff. Another one says many unaccompanied children were raped and molested and moved to the United States. Whose fault is that, Trump? No, it's Mexico's fault. U.S. government contractors and employees allegedly assaulting or having sexual relationships with unaccompanied children and other incidents of crimes, abuse, and self-harm, trying to kill themselves. Folks, this is no picnic. This is no little Muffy at the country club. You're letting in people with mental problems and criminal problems that are going to cause problems in America for the rest of our lives, and you're putting them in nice communities. And your kids are going to have to go to school with them. And you're going to have to live next to them. And the crimes they commit are in your neighborhoods. We don't want unaccompanied children. This is nonsense. We want a wall. And we want extreme vetting. We want to know who's coming into our country. Thank you, Donald Trump. MAGA. Wayne Allyn Root. See you tomorrow. God bless. Have a great night. All the cops out there, you be careful. You be safe. We love you. God bless.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.